It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host and owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. You can find our stores here in Mobile at 558 St. Francis Street on the corner of St. Francis and Warren, just a block down from Wenzel's. We're in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. And we are at 25935 Friendship Road in Daphne, 3435 South Shades Crest Road in Hoover. And guess what? This week, 8009 Vaughn Road in Montgomery is all mine. So we were waiting on this last approval. We had four inspections. It was extra. And the city is not open to the public. And when you turn in all the papers and you've passed all the tests, they spray it with something and don't touch it for 24 hours, which is fun on a Friday. So, we are any second now going to have the piece of paper. We'll be open by the middle of the week. And it's actually done. Everything else we had, you know, it's stocked, it's staged. There's, you know, it's ready to go.
So it's open.
Well, we can't sell anything until the actual physical paper gets put in my hand and put on the wall. But it's just a matter of getting it and printing it. And yes, it's approved. So there's no anxiety about, you know, not passing a fire exam or whatever. They do none. I didn't have to do any of that in Mobile, the inspections. I did one in Hoover, and they do four in Montgomery. So I guess it's got a little more government in that town.
Oh, yeah.
A little more oversight. So anyway, but as good as that news is, I just learned a little while ago, I've been contemplating how to be fiscally responsible with all the losses that we've taken and figure out, you know, where can I stop some of the bleeding and let the healthier part of the business survive, because I'm determined to have it survive. And so my really, really awesome landlord in West Mobile is graciously letting me out of my lease so that I can close West Mobile. And we'll be doing that at the end of the month. I know that there will be people upset about it because it's more convenient. I understand that downtown is a long hike, but it is a lot of days. The payroll value is more than what we're selling, and that doesn't even begin to cover all of the other losses. And I'm trying not to feel like a failure, and excuse me if I get emotional, because it's important to me and I've put everything into it. But for my West Mobile customers, I'm truly sorry that I could not find another way. But this way, Cannabama lives to see another day, and we'll figure something out to make it more convenient in a different way. And so anyway, we've got about 12 more days, and then that's it for West Mobile. We just, September 1st will be a year. So at least we made it a year. So anyway, you know, we're finally opening Montgomery. It's been 5 months and same day. You know, it's like, I don't know what it's like. I'm a little frazzled and I apologize. It's been emotional. So, you know. When it's out of your control, it's so much harder to accept. You know, if it had been bad business decisions or something I did wrong, I could accept that. You know, I can do, I'm a big girl, but just, you know, not having any control and feeling helpless and watching part of it die is very personal to me. So, anyway, it's our 2-year anniversary. It's such a, this is going to be a weird show. I apologize. I'm so glad my guest is in studio, too, because it would be 10 times weirder if it was a stranger I'd never met on the phone. So tonight, I don't really have any other announcements other than you know, for the whole month in all the stores, you know, when we're having people enter a drawing, and we are going to be giving away a free ounce of the best flower or a comparable product if you don't partake in the smokable flower. Most people do, but some people don't. So we are we're going to be giving that away as sort of a thank you for sticking with us this long. And, you know, we've got like my friend Brooks asked me if I was keeping my head above water. I said, one nostril or two? Because I'm like... Partial one.
You only need one to breathe.
Yeah, so. I'm telling you, I'm barely alive, but I'll keep that nostril up as long as I can. It's been deeply emotional for me, and which makes it makes it all worse. You know, it's just I feel wrung out. I feel like I can't afford to stop fighting to take a break and rest and tend to myself, and but. It'll be worth it, you know, even with the loss, you know, it's still viable. It's still a beautiful company. And we're still, man, I've had some wonderful experiences in the store this week. And I had been traveling so much, I hadn't gotten as much customer interaction. And that, man, that keeps me alive. Mm-hmm. It wakes me up in the morning. So I needed that. But anyway, tonight we are talking to a local. Zach Carpenter, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Zach is the owner and chief operations officer at Greenbridge LLC in Daphne. And they manufacture CBD and vapor products. And they produce brands for other companies in the CBD industry. And Whitney has introduced me to this gaggle of boys in Daphne. And they're right behind Cannabama Daphne. And I know she loves them. And now I love them too. And every one of them is like the polar opposite of the last one. And they're good. They're a really fun bunch. I got to go over and spend a whole day with Ryan.
Oh yeah,
which was a whirlwind. we had brunch, and we got some hemp shoes, and looked at some really weird pipes, and he moves not into nothing. And then I got to see their facility, and we're talking about some collaboration. So I appreciate the welcome, and y'all being so close with Whitney and Matt solving my merchant services problems.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, consistency in credit cards.
Well, and we just kind of run the whole gambit. You know,
right.
We try to help out
one
in every
shop.
Way that we can.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and it's been really fun to get to know everybody. And I'm excited about all the stuff that we've even talked about. And, you know, when we were just thinking of things so fast, I don't know if anybody even wrote anything down. But it's a good thing we're neighbors. It's easier when you're in person.
That's right.
So, well, you know, we like to get to know people. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into cannabis.
Okay. So it's kind of a long story, and it kind of fits into your whole thing tonight because the losing the store, you know, getting into cannabis was kind of the same thing for me. So we had built a company up over 8 years' time, me and a business partner of mine, in the vapor space. Had done that, fought the government for years because they continue trying to shut us down. We fight with Big Tobacco and all those guys.
Right, right, right.
Pharmaceutical companies, and they just don't like us here. And then you had companies like Juul and those guys come in
right.
and literally just ruin the market that we had built up for so long.
Right. So you guys lost out in the vape crisis.
We did last year.
And everybody, it just seemed like it was like a nosedive.
Well, it was over illegal THC cartridges. That was kind
of. That has nothing to do with what you do.
That has nothing to do.
We did a whole show on it.
But people were vaping it. And so all of a sudden, the people that had been against us,
the
tobacco-free kids, all those guys, they right. used that to really attack us. So we took a pretty big hit. And my partner decided he was done after all the fighting that we had did. And we were going into CBD, we were dabbling in it at that point,
right,
doing
right.
our
Most
research.
Vape shops too.
That's right. finding our way and how we wanted to do it, because we do quality products.
Right.
But we also manufacture. That's ultimately what we're the best at.
Right.
You know, we manufacture, we brand, we've got an amazing team of people that stick with us, and that's what they're good at.
Yes.
So why not convert what we're doing into something that also helps people?
Right.
So
right.
That was where it came in at. Well, then I started actually doing research and learning that it wasn't just snake oil.
Right.
It's not just pretend weed,
right,
you know,
right.
That it actually helps people.
Right, yeah. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and about your business, and then we're going to learn something super new. Y'all come back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're here with Zach Carpenter, and he's from across that little piece of water right there in Daphne at Greenbridge. And we were just sort of talking about how, you know, you were in the vape industry, and a couple idiots made some stuff in their tub. A couple people got hurt, and everybody lost their businesses.
Good old vitamin E acetate.
Right, yep. Right. And can you imagine? People smoking meth, and the vitamin E got them.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
I don't know why anything surprises me anymore. So, you know, I know that, you were already doing CBD a little bit.
Yes,
a little bit. So then, tell us about the transition, kind of how Greenbridge came about.
Okay, so in the process of that, we were doing some isolate base, doing a lot of research in it. I was learning if we were going to do this, I wanted to know everything that I possibly could about it.
That's exactly me too.
That's right, because if I'm selling
you
something,
right.
You got to do it right. There's no other way to do it. So we were doing our research. We were looking into it. We ended up... my partner went off to do his things, and then we started doing this, and I met some partners that were looking at actually doing the extraction.
Right.
So they came in, and that was the original plan, was we were going to take this plant material from these farmers, and we were going to extract it and kind of build it out there and then manufacture our products. Well, as it evolved, more extractors popped up in the state of Alabama. Cost went a different way, and we just went back to our roots. We're good at manufacturing.
Yeah.
We're good at branding. That's what we do. Our people are amazing at it, and we've got a beautiful facility to do it in.
Yes,
you do. So why not take advantage of what we're good at? And that's kind of what led the way to what we're doing now.
Yeah. I was, I don't know what I guess maybe I thought it would be like.
Yeah.
But it was not that. I don't know what I was thinking, but I just remember thinking, who'd have thunk?
Most people don't imagine what they're going to see when they come in our little facility in Daphne, Alabama.
Right, because there's like sciencey stuff over here in white coat, and then there's like ginormous bins of bud.
Well, fitting
and
that
they're
in,
like, look at this.
You know what? When we started bringing the flower in, and our employees, you know, because they're stand up members of society, you know,
right.
And so we're bringing in all this bud material, and people are getting excited and seeing it, and some people are kind of weird about it, and so it took a while to kind of get used to it and training and teaching and
right. Nobody gets completely over the hump until they understand it fully.
You have to.
A consumer, I don't care who it is, until they go, oh, that makes sense.
The education is key in what we do.
That's
we've brought exactly politicians in. We've brought people from the other side that war on drugs, marijuana's the devil, and you bring them in and you start explaining that, hey, it's the same plant.
Right.
You know, but you take the psychoactive and the THC and you bring it down to a
negligible level
here, and then you bring the CBD way up, all the healing properties, because every cannabinoid plays a part in that plant,
right?
Which is
right.
where full spectrum comes in at.
Right, right, right. So you're in Daphne.
Yep.
Right behind Whitney's store.
Right behind it.
It's how convenient.
Oh, yes,
I'm
right
a little
there.
Jealous. There's like nothing on either side of me. I got to wait for mine to cross the bay.
Yep, yep.
And we got these cookies.
Oh, those cookies are fire.
They are 75 milligram cookies. I like the peanut butter. I'm not a ginger snap kind of girl.
I like the soft
the
texture.
The ginger snap was good for a ginger snap, though.
It is.
I mean, I could eat it, but I just don't prefer it. But the peanut butter is so good. But I'm like, don't you eat the whole cookie?
Well, so we don't bake the cookies ourselves in the facility because mm-hmm. that's just not our thing. So we hired the best, the largest manufacturer on the East Coast to produce our cookies for us.
Right, right.
So it's actually
can't do it all.
Well, it's infused in the sugar, not the cookie. So,
You know, I don't think Matt told me that.
Yep,
that makes so much sense.
It's infused, so it actually absorbs into the body like it's supposed to. You know, while you're getting all that.
And
great,
I haven't ever heard of that before.
All that great sugar, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, if you're gonna do it, you might as well smack
it. Go all the way. That's right.
Right. That's well, right. Yeah, 75 milligrams. I mean, we actually sample it out in like.
Quarters.
That's
ultimately mm-hmm. a serving size. Yep.
Right. Yeah. It Who is. Eats a quarter of a cookie? I mean, we're all gluttons around here, especially in the South.
I know that's right.
That's why I say you California people with your low potency, I can't deal with you. Everybody around here has grits and biscuits yep. and we are inflamed. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, the products, your bud, you know, brag on yourself a little bit. Because
well,
I haven't tried anything that I didn't love.
Well, and so that goes back to where we source all of our stuff from. So
right.
to the flower, we're tied very close in with the farms. We don't actually grow ourselves, but we tie ourselves in with some of the best farms across the country.
Right.
They trim. We've got our standards. And if it shows up to our facility and it's not up to our standards, it heads back out the door again.
Exactly.
We don't play. We third-party test everything mm-hmm. that comes in. That way, because a COA may have been done 3 months ago and they may not have stored it properly. So we want
right.
to know exactly what we have in our facility that is fresh product and that our clients are getting the best in the world.
Well, speaking of COAs, I was visiting a friend of mine, and I had dropped off some of your – it was actually yours. And he did not have anything to roll it with. So rather than go all the way to my store and get it for free, there was a – I won't name the name of it, but it was – a vape shop. And so I'm just going to go get some little 99-cent, you know, hemp wraps for him. And I walked in and there was huge display of gummies. And I see the two of them that are on getting in trouble for racketeering. They're in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like talking to the guy. He's foreign, you know, so a little bit of a, you know, he didn't. Speaking no English.
A language
and,
barrier.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, what's your best-selling gummy? And so he plops this jar on the counter, 4,000 milligrams,
ooh.
$60. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I already know. But it's got a QR code on it. I'm like,
let me check this
that's
out.
That's kind of ballsy. Because
mm-hmm.
I know you're full of it.
Yep.
And so I got it. And I have never. They didn't test for anything. And instead of just giving a little tight, concise, you know, leave all the rest of that out and hope people don't notice.
Yeah.
They listed everything
they
didn't
test. Oh, they
test
laid
for.
It out there.
NT, not tested. Lead,
yeah.
mercury. And I'm like. And the cannabinoid content on the CBD was terrible.
Yep.
There's no way you couldn't shove 4,000 milligrams. Oh, my gosh, man. It would have taken like a garbage bag full to get 400 milligrams in that jar. And I thought, this is what people are coming and buying because I can't sell you 4,000 milligrams for $60. That is not a thing.
Well, and that brings up a good point. So if you look at what we do and what we produce, we don't produce 50 different products, 100 different products, because we're designing and we're looking and we're sourcing and we're getting, like, we just got our first different flavor gummies that are coming in next week.
Right.
But it took us months to find a proper manufacturer
right.
for those gummies that was going to get the specific milligrams that we wanted to make
right.
sure there was nothing extra in there. And the flavor and the texture was good. All that
mm-hmm.
stuff takes time. You can buy it anywhere on the internet.
You can
go buy
or
gummies
you think you're buying it.
And that's it. You don't know what it is. It's a
mm-hmm.
wild, wild west. You hear that term all the time. The vapor industry was like that in the beginning. And you never know what somebody's doing on the other end of it. And you see my facility. My facility, we don't do.
I know. I had to like go through a hazmat. So
well, it wasn't that bad.
But
well, nobody requires us to do that either.
Right, right. No, he's got a little station. You got to wash your hands and
sanitize
and
clean.
Yeah, all that. No,
yep.
I appreciate that. I know my customers do. Well, you said, you know, you don't make 40 or 50 different products. That's what I get to do.
Yeah.
Because
right.
once you know how to vet, I know I want to work with smaller companies that watch it go into the ground, come out of the ground, blend it up, put it in some sugar yep. or whatever, and it's been with them the whole time, mm-hmm. and they take as much pride in what they do, and they're very serious, just like I do in
That's
my
right.
way. And you perfect what you do, and I'm going to put it up on the shelf next to 10, 15, 40 other guys who do it that way, because there's thousands of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just, I mean, 40 brands sounds like a lot, and it is a lot, but a lot of companies have about one thing.
Yeah.
Because it's something that no one else has. Everybody got the same five things, and then there's the other stuff. But everything that I have in my store, somebody buys.
That's right.
And that may take me 6 months to sell six of them.
But that's the thing,
but
is everybody.
One person expects it to be there.
Well, everybody has that different thing that works for them.
Right.
You know,
and
like
you
my...
never really know, because it's food and it's mm-hmm. not one thing and or whatever it is people think. It's very complex, you
it
know?
Is.
I mean, there are so many factors that go into why something. I mean, who wants ranch flavored hemp seeds with CBD? That's disgusting, but somebody likes it.
I don't know. That's pretty disgusting.
It's pretty gross, but I think guacamole's gross. So
that's right. There you go.
Yeah. Don't let them say the word yeah. mayonnaise. I'll be gagging in this mic. But, you know, and you never know till you try things.
You don't.
And so, you know, but that's why, you know, I've gotten some rudeness.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and that they jab at me like that. How can they possibly know? Boo, you haven't met me, and I have this little party trick I do where I can tell you off the top of my head the ingredients and everything I sell and how many milligrams per serving and price per milligram. I can't do a lot of things.
But you
but
can
I
do
can
that.
Do that.
That's right.
And I know good products. Mm-hmm. So I get to find all the best ones and put this collection together.
That's
and
amazing.
It works.
Yep.
And it's super fun because you don't have to just be friends with one, you know. You sometimes need to mix it up.
You do. You got to mix it mm-hmm. up. And you have clean stores that people can feel comfortable coming
right.
in. That's a big part of it,
too. Comfortable
place
to sit. They feel welcome. It's warm. It's sit down and ask as many questions as you have, because
yep.
until they get that light bulb moment, mm-hmm. you know, we got work to do.
Yep.
We'll come back in just a few minutes with Zach Carpenter.
To Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, guys, welcome back. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, and we're talking to Zach Carpenter of Green Bridge in Daphne. And so we're kind of like just cruising along here. We've already finished half the show. So what I really wanted to talk about was something new. And you guys have already made some products that we have implemented into the Cannabama stores. And so there's this newfangled thing, and it's not new. It's a cannabinoid. Mm-hmm. But just like when CBN finally hit the market several months ago and we talked about it, we did a show about it, we love it. It's going to keep happening, which is cool, because there's
yep.
148 that we know of. So we got a little bit of time.
They're separating them now. We're
right.
getting separation.
Even
each
the
one
ones
and-
that are in non-detectable trace amounts, mm-hmm. they'll get a bucket of it eventually, you know?
Well, there's every cannabinoid plays its part in healing, you
right.
know? And
right.
we can't, of course, we can't advertise that, but that's why we use these products, is because every one of them touches a different spot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fills in a different crack.
That's
yeah.
right.
And, well, I just totally drew a blank. But that's okay. We're going to talk about Delta-8. Tetrahydrocannabinol.
Yep.
THC. And so this is not the THC that everybody's just clenched a little.
Nope.
That is called Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. And that's what the THC stands for. Say it.
I'll let you keep pronouncing that.
I was a music major. I know how to alliterate.
There you go.
But so everybody knows THC is the component in cannabis that makes you, quote unquote, high. It has a, well, all the parts of cannabis have a psychoactive factor because it does cause chemical changes in the brain and the body, but it's psychotropic when it impairs you. So that's a little different word. Mm-hmm. It's not psychedelic. That's something
right.
different.
That's a little different.
That's next. Yeah. Apparently.
There's a different plant for
I'm
that.
I'm like, wait, we're over here still trying to get this done. Now y'all talking about mushrooms?
That's right.
Calm down. That and ketamine, I'm like, no, not animal tranquilizers, please.
Yep,
let's
that's
just
too
stick
much.
To the plant.
That's too much.
Yeah, if you need ketamine, you got bigger problems. So, you know, I've taught this over and over on the show, in the store, on the site. You know, there are, I think, 480-ish chemicals in cannabis. Vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, antioxidants, flavonoids, terpenes, and then those... I think there's 148 named cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. There's a couple floating around, and they're still discovering things.
They're going to find more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think they're – well, first of all, the doc over in Jerusalem that's done the bulk of all this research, Dr. Raphael Mishulam, he is the true king of cannabis. Mm-hmm. He discovered and identified the molecular structure of THC.
Yep.
I mean, this is the OG, okay?
Well, and he uses it.
Yes,
he uses it for
that's
practical
why he's
uses
still alive.
Every day.
He started
right.
in 1965. Mm-hmm. He is 1,000 years old, and he's just spry yeah. and he's adorable. And when you go to the emergency room in Jerusalem, it does not matter if you're having a heart attack, a stroke, you broke your leg, you're having a baby. Everybody gets CBD in the ER, and then they send you off to where you got to go.
Yep.
I'm going on vacation there because I'll be the least crazy one there. Mm-hmm. Seriously. I mean, if that was something that our ERs did, man, things would be different.
Well,
oh,
and,
man.
And it's terrible that everything's got a bad rap
Even
over
the
years.
Even if they did what they normally yeah. do, if they just did this one little thing, mm-hmm. it would turn some things around.
It would. And so for people like me, I grew up smoking through mm-hmm. my teen years, my early 20s. Every day I was in construction. Like, it mm-hmm. was just a normal thing to take smoke breaks all throughout the day.
Right.
Well, I quit doing everything. And now I'm just a lightweight. Like, honestly,
right.
a super lightweight, and I don't care for the feeling. I
right.
honestly do not want that psychoactive, you know,
yeah,
feel.
I had a couple of traumatic experiences when I got my goody two-shoes self a little tipper.
Yeah.
And somebody
yeah.
handed me a little brown thing, and mm-hmm. don't do it ever, ever don't do it.
Well, and it's not... And it's not for me, and there's a lot of people out there like that. There's some people
no,
that can
I hear it every day.
They
paranoid.
Can function all mm-hmm. day long. That's what I love about CBD and hemp is because mm-hmm. it I can feel it, but it doesn't put me at that spot to where I'm impaired.
Right.
I
well,
still
and,
can
and
function.
It can relax. It relaxes the tension of pain, the tension of stress, but it's not like a muscle relaxer where it sedates you.
That's right.
When your body just relaxes on its own, it's like, wait, what? What's happening?
Yep, yep. Well, and that's where Delta 8 plays a part at. So
right.
what Delta 8 does is so THC, Delta 9, touches one receptor.
Right.
Then you've got CBD, which touches another receptor. Well, this cool little Delta 8 touches both receptors.
Right.
It's
literally, like the kissing cousin connection.
It literally merges both of those together. So you're at that spot,
right.
But you're not high. You're not munchy high and paranoid high and all that
right.
kind of stuff. You're literally just right there in the middle ground that's touching both of those receptors, and it's
right.
legal.
Well, and you know, I've read something because I know based on all the education that I've gotten that, you know, what we call weed, it's the proportions are so out of whack. And to me, that's mm-hmm. crazy because cannabis is literally made to create balance.
Yeah.
But it's way off kilter. I mean, they got 30%, and
that's
I'd probably just go and light myself on fire and jump off a bridge. That's way too much. It's the one part of cannabis that you can definitely overdo.
Yeah. I grew up on brick weed, so I didn't know
right,
nothing
yeah.
about overdoing
yeah.
it, you know.
But in 1995, weed had 4% THC.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we serve now is closer to what weed has always been. Mm-hmm. Weed, cannabis, grass, the devil's lettuce, whatever you want to call
That's
it.
Right.
Cannabis sativa L. So when you get something that's got 30% THC and 0.0014 of the balancing act,
yeah,
it's, you know, a lot, it takes a lot of people out of the game, which I don't really understand, because in cannabis, you know, one of the main themes is it needs to be accessible to everybody.
Yep.
Well, you just engineered everybody out of it.
That's right.
I mean, you know, you're the guy that can drink a fifth of vodka and not stutter while the rest of us go down with a shot.
Yep. Yep.
What's the point?
That's right. Well, and let's take it even a step further. So back then, we were pulling weed out from wherever we could get it from. You were buying it from your buddy down the street that was shipped in from God knows where.
Right.
Now,
or
we're,
grew under his bed.
Now we can literally pick out exactly what cannabinoid that we want.
Right.
We can take it for whatever we need or see the need for, and mm-hmm. we know that we're getting a quality product as long as we're dealing with quality people.
Well, I'm every time they have pretty much perfected the ability to isolate out something else, and now we're able to take and mix and match and custom make tinctures one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so exciting to me.
Yeah.
So exciting. Every single human being needs it, and every single human being is different.
Yep.
And I give this example all the time. Even identical twins who share the same DNA, if one of them had a traumatic event or, you know, got one more vaccine than the other one, or had one more surgery than the other yep. one, then everything about them is different.
Well, and everybody's body structure different.
Right.
Every single person has a different cannabinoid profile that's right. unbalanced in their system, and finding that balance is what we search for.
Right. Right, and balance is the beauty. It's yeah. not about, you know, it's not about getting high. It's not about, you know, abusing something that's going to be detrimental to you. I keep reading in groups of people that are my people and are in a position of influence over certain sectors that I work very hard with.
Yep.
And they're saying things publicly that are the opposite of what I know is true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's damaging because yeah. that group of people that are listening are the ones that need it. And they're all just agreeing, and I'm like, I feel insane right now.
Yeah, but you're seeing more and more people come out of the closet that, hey, my friend had a roll-on in their purse, and I tried it out. I put it on my knee.
Right.
You know, breaking them in that, you know, the first time my wife seen flowers, she about knocked my head off in the house because I brought a bag of it home.
Right.
I was messing around. I probably shouldn't have done that.
Right.
I probably deserved a black eye that night, but I threw it on the bed.
I can imagine it was an elaborate, yeah.
She's probably shaking her head right now. So,
yeah.
But
his buddy the cop showed up, banging
on the
door.
That's right. So,
perfect.
So, but when I started bringing gummies home and I started bringing things that just felt more familiar.
Topical is what wins people over.
Every single
because
time.
Because I say it all the time. People that would never think that they would ingest
mm-hmm.
or smoke.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll rub something on their knee mm-hmm. because that seems safe. It is safe.
It's anti-inflammatory.
But
it's one of the
so
best anti-inflammatories
so
out there.
So well, they're mm-hmm. like, oh, no, I think it's worth the risk now.
Yep.
Well, give me some of that devil's lettuce.
A little icy hot
uh-huh.
with some CBD in it. Let me rub
Shoot.
That on. Yep. Yep.
I that's why we do single serving mm-hmm. samples. I just keep them on me.
Yep.
I pass them out.
That's perfect.
I try not to be creepy about it, but sometimes it gets weird. People getting out of their cars. Oh, sometimes it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, oh gosh, that was me
mm-hmm.
at 37.
You should see me getting out of my wife's Mustang.
Oh,
I almost
Lord.
have a roll on as soon as I get out of there. You
yeah.
know?
I know. Well, me dragging around my stinking suitcase up and downstairs, I have tore up my shoulder, and I love that stinking roll on.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter loves it for sunburn.
Yeah.
Because of the, I got to be careful with menthol. Menthol, one little bit too much, and it burns my skin.
Really?
And she's fair-skinned, and she'll mm. rub that whole stinking thing, and she's burnt to a crisp. Blonde hair.
Yeah.
And I make sure she has it with her if she's going to the beach. But all those things, you know, work together. So Delta 8 is a big deal right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're in the industry and you have 48,000 CBD groups you're in, and it's the same 25 people in each group.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's scrambling to put out D8. And at first I was like, yeah, I'm not.
Same here.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Because, you know, I'm a skeptic. And I got to be able to deal with my skeptics.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to answer when the questions come. And I never feel comfortable when I don't fully understand something.
Yep.
And I knew I'm going to sit back and cool my heels for a minute. And then when I feel like I can explain it, then we'll sell it.
That's right.
And because the day I can't answer somebody's questions, that's the real downhill.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be sitting here on the show right now if I hadn't properly done my research going into this. And the people
And I got turned down.
Yeah.
I had been talking to another company, and I respect the fact that they decided not to. They waited till 4 o'clock to tell me, but luckily we had spoken at noon, so it was okay. But they wanted to wait a few more weeks because and he made the comment that most of these consumers have never even heard the term D8.
Yeah, but how are they going to know if we don't tell them?
I'd like to be the one to introduce it to them so that we start off on the right foot. Mm-hmm. How about let's don't do what we've been having to do all these last 3 years and correct? How about we give them the right knowledge in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think he was overly cautious. And then when I was like, that's okay, I found somebody else.
Yeah.
And I may be reading too much into it, that maybe he was a tiny bit defensive, saying, you know, I don't want to get sued later. You know, we're not saying anything that we can't, you know, that we can't prove comes from scientific.
It's a touchy subject, but
it
if
is.
You look at it.
Because people say too much.
That's right.
There's a lot of people marketing D8 as like almost D9.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way you get high and it's legal.
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to push the word high. So when we come back, we're going to wrap up this subject and maybe get to say goodbye before it cuts us off.
Perfect. Thank you.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm not going to say a bunch of bulls. We're just going to get right back to it. Because apparently, it's just happening. Okay, so D8, Delta 8, tetrahydrocannabinol. I like to say that word. Makes me feel smart. So what D8 products have you guys already made? I mean, I know the answer, but I'm going to let you tell.
Yeah, so right now we're focusing on the cartridges
right.
for vaping. We'll have some disposables, and then we're designing some tinctures to go along with that as well for the sublingual if you don't want to vape it.
Right.
And then possibly some cookies down the road.
Yes, I've seen some gummies.
You know, we like the cookies. So
right.
People don't understand our cookies. Y'all need to go by her shops and check out these cookies.
Well, my next question was, Zach, where can people buy these products?
From our great friends over at Canabama.
That's right.
And Daphne
Hoover
and Mobile.
And Montgomery,
Hoover.
Too.
That's right. That's
I
right.
just personally delivered a bunch of cookies and D8 cartridges to
y'all,
both
y'all, these cookies
places.
Are great. And these Delta 8 cartridges. Go check it out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We love tying in with good people, and the relationship's been great, and we appreciate what you guys do out there educating people, you know, where we can't get our hands on the end consumer.
Right.
We're behind the scenes a lot of times, and we don't have that personal touch. I like delivering things. You know, when
right.
I started out in vaping, I used to deliver out of my truck before vape shops were even around.
Right.
And I enjoy that one-on-one
right.
personal touch.
And we so rarely have a local company to work with.
That's right.
Yeah, my friend Chris, who is the rep here in the area for Curative, which is one of our biggest brands, it's a bunch of Alabama boys.
Yeah.
One of them grows it, one of them makes the product line in California. And he is the sweetest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so good to us. And then Chris, who I still don't think has a real job, if he's
uh-oh.
Listening. He works for Airbus, right.
Mm-hmm.
But he works out
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the day. I'm like, you don't have a job. I'm calling your wife. But he came into Satsuma with a box full of stuff. Yep. And I was like, oh, God, because I was already getting bombarded.
Mm-hmm.
But we still sell those same stinking gummies. That's he walked good. In, and he comes and brings them to me. He even offered to do the grand opening at Montgomery shirtless. Oh, I thought, that is so generous of you. He said, I'll put a curative sticker on my chest. I said, if it ain't a tattoo, I don't want to see it.
There you go.
You need to be in pain.
Hey, you know what?
I said, you just think you're cute.
There are four Keep Cyclops stickers, tattoos that I know of right now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Years of time. There are four of them. One of them I paid to have it fixed. It was so bad. It was terrible. Yep.
I know there's a part of me in the back of my brain that thinks it would be cool to have it. No, you're 42. You made it this far. Don't do it.
It's not.
Not a Canabama one. It would look like the Tasmanian devil every weird guy
That's
has.
Right.
Or the Tweety Bird.
Yep.
The yellow.
Mm-hmm. Or the tribal art. You got to stay away from the
tribal art. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That and the Chinese symbols. Like, do you really know what that says?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the late 90s, early 2000s when, that was a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
College.
That's right.
Well, harvest is about to come up.
Harvest is coming, October.
I would love to just get in a plane and hop from state to state and see all these beautiful farms. I know that right before harvest, those plants are huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it seems like it goes on forever.
We're getting ready to start doing some photographs sending photographers out, some drone
footage.
Matt
said we could redo our staff biopics for the website and some other fun things.
There you go.
With y'all. So my photographer's like, when are we going? When are we going?
Yep.
I'm so excited. When are we going?
Yes. Yep.
I'm like, they better not harvest without
me. I actually
me.
Seen some 14-foot plants the other day.
Oh, yeah. The last time when I went to Bruton, to Southern Star, and I'm 5'1", and these plants were 5'1" around.
Oh, yeah.
And they were probably 7 feet, 8 feet tall. I had to, like, bend it down to get it into the selfie right.
Yeah. Well, and we're helping. That's something else that we do is help farmers tie in with people that are buying all the plant instead
right.
of, because, you know, hemp's great for so much stuff. So a 12-foot stalk,
right.
literally, when you start talking about clothing or the new wood that they're making or the brick,
I know.
That is perfect plant material for
I
those
do.
Items.
I want, if I say it long enough, maybe it'll happen. I want the first as much as it can be hemp house in Alabama.
There you go.
I want it.
Well, hemp creep's a thing.
I want hemp fiber carpet and drapes. I want it all.
Yeah. Well,
it's such beautiful. I mean, it's like linen.
It's
got that raw.
It's so versatile. It really is.
It's really cool. I'm waiting any day now. In case anybody needs a mask and you're tired of those weird white and blue ones, or the ones that look like I don't know what the shape is. It's super weird. And what's with the valve? Like, what are we valving?
I got one with the
okay,
valve.
I'm
I
like,
had a friend
no.
send it, but it looked like a thong bikini when it
oh,
first
yeah,
arrived.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, so I ordered some made from hemp fiber. And they're colorful. They're different colors.
Where's mine at?
They'll be here any day.
Okay, perfect.
And then I got some crossbody bags, some backpacks, and I'm getting ready to order some shoes.
Oh, nice.
Yes, my new friend in Fairhope. I didn't even know that there was a new store
mm-hmm.
since November.
Yeah, he's been around for a minute. Yeah.
Super nice guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't met most of them. Super nice. We cut up and had a good time with Ryan. I was like, are you sure? Is he going to like me?
Uh-huh.
And Ryan was like, get in here.
Yeah.
And we had a ball. I spent like a lot of money. I bought two pairs of shoes, a dog collar, a pipe. I bought him out.
I like to spend money when
and
I go
I
to stores.
Him, I said,
I like to support
hey,
the
Mike,
people
my
we
new
deal
friend,
with.
Are you going to be upset with me if I ask, can I carry the shoes too? He said, as long as you don't put them in the Daphne store.
That's right.
I said, well, somebody tell Whitney no shoes.
Keep them out of that store.
Hey,
I'm good.
We're keeping the peace.
That's right.
I could tell he was a little worried that she changed, you know, that we changed it over. And I was like, you're good. You're far enough away. There's plenty of space between
everybody.
Hey, that's
Fair Hope and
I'd
Daphne.
Be worried about the one down the block.
That's like two whole worlds against each other.
Oh, well. I live over here with the rest of us.
Well, I grew up here, so I'm originally from Wilmer. So.
Well, I'm originally from Louisiana.
My mom's side of the family, Louisiana.
I'd like to have Matt and Ryan and you all back because there's a radio thing.
Yes.
Not this radio.
Mm-hmm.
Hangout radio. And we don't really have a whole lot of time to go into it, but Y'all had vape radio.
We did.
Big thing.
We needed a way to market back then.
Right. It was everybody in the vape shops played vape radio. Mm-hmm. Y'all all had shows.
Yep.
Now it's revamped. It's Hangout Radio.
Yeah.
Matt and I talked about some, you know,
some little
stiff
partnership thing.
Well, yeah, he's like, well, you can have a show on Hangout. I said, what can I? What would I call it? I mean, how do you follow this? He said, call it the same thing. And he said, but it'll be a different demographic. Mm-hmm. So I said, I got some ideas already.
There you go.
So, but yeah, it's I got offered a partner movie the couple days ago.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Check you out.
I was a sweet, sweet girl that I met at the Nappies, of all things. She's a local female rapper. She's 22, way cooler than me.
A female
I don't know
rapper.
Why she wants to
locally?
Hang out with me. Mm-hmm. She's so smart and so articulate, and I'm fascinated with her. And I'm like, why are you talking to me? It doesn't make sense. But she said, I met somebody. I want to introduce you to him. No information. He's a movie producer from New York.
Oh, wow.
And he was coming to pitch me product placement in this movie. And by the time we got done cutting up, he's like, I got to have you in my movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? He's like, oh yeah. He's like, it's a small part. It's at the very last scene, but your one line will be the end of the show.
Hey, closing
and
it out.
And I was like, and he said, I said, can I wear a Canabama t-shirt? He's like, yes. I was like, done, Disney.
There you
I'm
go.
Coming for you.
So
I'm going to be
it.
In a movie. Anyway, thank you so much, Zach.
My pleasure.
We love being partner with you and Neighbors and having such one-on-one access. You can find his products along with all the rest of the great stuff that we have at Canabama in downtown Mobile, West Mobile until the 30th, and in Montgomery opening this week. And of course, my girl Tabby is holding it down in. I'm getting flustered in Hoover, and then of course the beautiful Whitney, Best Button Cannabis. I said it again.
Yep.
And she is holding it down for us in Daphne, and it's just this great weird little family. We keep adding little sections, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, as much heartache has been involved with it, it's worth it.
Well, we have a great area and we have great people behind this. So.
We do. Well, thank you guys for being with us. We'll see you next week on Sweet Home Canabama.